Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Cattle futures rallied again today. We were anywhere from $30 to $1.20 higher on feeder cattle. October futures did expire today, so now November will be the front month on the feeders. November up $1.17 today at $157. 35 or so here, that's where they're going to close. January 72 higher, March is 37 higher, and then the April's up 70. And live cattle really caught some strength here with October up $1.07 at $114.10. The December were even higher, $1.75 higher at $120.82. And February, $126.25 up $1.52. So some really strong contracts further out there in the live cattle. Box beef is also holding together quite well. Choice is the highest it's been in a good while, up $2.25 at $202.46. Select 18 cents lower at $192.21. Have not seen any cash trade yet, but it was 111 bid earlier today, and there was some 115 ask. The feeder cattle index today is 154.58. Of course, the October contract won't expire until tomorrow's feeder cattle index, but I'm guessing that'll be somewhere around $1.55-$1.40, just given that's the fact of where the October contracts close today.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today are generally weaker. Corn slightly lower, about a penny lower here, with December right around the 350 level where it has been for a while. Beans are down about 4 to 5 cents, and then wheat is falling apart here late today, 4 to 5 cents lower as well. There are some really cool temperatures moving down through the plains this weekend, tomorrow night and Saturday, and that may impact harvest here on corn and beans. Cotton also feeling the impact here. Cotton's down 109 points in December at 68.22. So really the sell-off is across the board. Exports this morning for corn and beans were bullish. They were higher than expected at 1.385 million metric tons for corn. The estimates were 800 to 1.2. Beans were really big again at 2.13, where we were looking for 1.2 to 1.3. So corn and beans really bullish. And then wheat was right in the middle of the range at 390,000 metric tons. We were looking for 300 to 500. Managed futures really haven't changed much. They're short wheat and corn and long 57,000 contracts of beans. But today it seems like with the harvest going along pretty smoothly for large areas. There are some talk that they're having to stop because all the bins are full some places in the Midwest due to the Mississippi River water levels being low and then not being able to load out some barges.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.